time to Ask the AD. Kurt Apke joins us every Thursday at 5 o'clock when he's in town. I would assume, though, about a week from now, Kurt, that may not be possible as you are attending the NCAA convention a week from today.
And I'm going to stay on this show no matter where I'm at.
Nice. Yeah. Well, then I expect a call from the Riverwalk. About 6 o'clock Central.
It could be a little difficult to talk to you, but I'll get to you somehow.
So we were debating the location of the convention. You've disclosed to us it's at San Antonio, and this convention will go all week. It's got already a lot of eyes on it because of this bill that, or whatever you guys call it, legislation about how to have a conference championship game, how many schools need to be in a conference, and whether they need to be split in divisions. What is your involvement in that process? Do you sit and watch, listen, and learn? Do you study it before? Do you have a vote? How does this work?
Well, we vote as a conference. So, you know, the conference gets together and talks about that and comes up with a vote, and then we send that in. We've got our president at Utah State is the chair of that committee, so it's really his vote going there. I think you guys mentioned earlier it's kind of a two to one vote. So
yeah.
It kind of tells you, you know, where the power is and where that might come from. I'm interested in seeing how that goes. I don't have a great feel about which way they'll go. But we'll just have to see. So it'll be interesting to get back and see how that all unfolds.
It's important here, and the reason why we talk about it is, you know, there's direct ramifications to Big Sky, Sun Belt, University of Idaho. But why should we care on the national bigger scope, or why should Boise State care? What's this? And I'm not suggesting you don't, but what is in it for you? What is in it for the Boise States and the rest of the world?
Well, you know, I guess that vote probably, I would assume, would help determine expansion plans. I'm not saying that the Big 12 is going to do something because of the vote, but more than likely they'll have to make, you know, some type of decision on what they do if they come back and say you can't have a championship game with 10 teams, you got to have 12. And then that conference will have to decide, okay, do we really want a championship game, and do we want to add two schools? I think that affects, you know, a lot of the schools out there in the other five conferences who, you know, may be considered in those spots. So I guess it affects us that way and to some extent. So, and then if they say, you know, you can do it with 10 teams, I think you're also now, you know, I think we talked about it a couple weeks ago, Mike, when we were talking about whether or not you divide that into five teams on each side instead of six. And if you don't, then does the Big 12 kind of have the opportunity to always have their best two teams in that championship game? And I would assume that there'd be some people out there that would really not be in favor of something like that.
And one of them is the Big 10 commissioner Delaney put out a piece of legislation and said, no, it's got to be done this way.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting. I guess for me it's hard for it to be okay for one conference and then not okay for others, you know. And I don't think from the Mountain West's standpoint, we wouldn't look back and go, well, if we knew it was only going to be 10, we'd do, you know, X. I don't think it's, at least in our case, that really doesn't affect us. But, you know, there are some conferences out there that added teams, you know, the Pac-12 being one of them. I don't think that the championship game was the ultimate reason for that decision, but I'm certainly sure that it played a role in that. So it'll be interesting to see what they come up with and whether 10 is okay or it's not, and then what the Big 12 does after that. I think you can say in maybe last year that certainly affected how that played out in the Final Four, and maybe this year not so much on how that worked. So it'll just be I think they'll have to hear what the vote is, and then that conference will have to make a decision on how they move forward.
Boise State Athletic Director Kurt Apke joining us here in studio. It's Ask the AD every Thursday at 5 here on Idaho Sports Talk with Kasen Prater on Sports Radio, The Ticket. Back to the convention for a moment, Kurt. You probably get a big agenda for the entire week. You've got to decide what's in Boise State's best interest, where you spend your time. So what is the goal and mission for you when you go into this?
You know, a lot of the gatherings that are there have to do with certain committees. I mean, there's so many different committees made up of ADs. Some have presidents. Some have faculty athletic representatives. Some have director of compliance people. you know, me being new to this role, I haven't had a chance to become a part of any of those committees. So for me, it's just going to be a lot of wandering around and picking some meetings and legislation topics that I can first be a part of, which I've done, and I'll sit in on some of those. The other great opportunity for me is I just get to see a lot of ADs across the country face to face that I don't normally get to unless they're in our conference or maybe we're playing them in non-conference. And I think one of the topics that I can always share with them is, you know, when it comes down to scheduling for football and basketball, and it's a lot easier to just have that conversation about, you know, what openings they have, if there's an interest down the road with Boise State. And so I'm looking forward to,
you know. You have a list. I mean, do you have a list? I'd like to talk to the AD at the following schools just to see what they think.
Yeah.
You visited with Coach Harsin or you kind of have a game plan.
Yeah. Well, the NC2A and coaches and ADs and commissioners and all that, it's a huge network. And, you know, if nothing else, there's some people that I've talked to, you know, 10, 15 times on the phone that I've actually never met face to face. So I'm just looking forward to getting to know the people a little bit more. It's always great to have a network out there where you can bounce ideas off of. And, you know, there's some really good friends that I have that are ADs at current schools that I haven't seen in a while. So that'll be good. That conference is, you know, 7 to 9 days long. I'm certainly not going for that long. I'm going for 2.5 days, and I think I can get done what I need to. So I'm looking forward to it.
What kind of headlines, national headlines, you know, headlines that matter to sports fans would come out of next week's meeting? Anything? Is there anything on the table? We know the vote, the conference alignment vote we've talked about. Anything else on the agenda that you think could shake up college sports?
You know, not anything that comes to mind, Mike. It's just so committee driven and so legislative and policy driven that a lot of those things that are decided back there, you know, really aren't even relevant to fans.
Sure.
And if they did know about it, I'm not sure they'd be interested in a lot of it. You know, the cost of attendance last year, I think was probably a big topic back there, and that has affected everybody. So, the 10-team thing with the Big 12 really, in a sense, only affects that conference to some extent. So there's a few things out there, but nothing earth-shattering that I think the fans are just, you know, kind of clamoring at to wait and find out what happens. Nothing comes to mind.
So. Let's move over to this master plan. Kurt, Prater and I were discussing the master plan for Boise State, the vision for the next 10 years plus. There were drawings released. There was a potential talk of a baseball stadium. It looked like to me, Kurt, it was on the corner of Broadway and University where Jackson's food store is and some retail, and maybe there's some residential in that neighborhood. And Brader and I were talking that maybe that was a different type of drawing or a different type of situation. What can you tell us about this?
Well, I think when a university or any organization is putting together a long-term master plan, I mean, things change. You know, that may be in that plan 5 or 10 years from now. It may not be. I think when you're putting together a master plan, you kind of look back and you go, okay, what do we need? And once we figure that out, let's draw up the most dynamic down the road plan. If we had all the money in the world, this is what we'd want to do. And so, but that changes. I mean, it changes all the time. And so, as far as the baseball stadium or whatever that may be, a potential stadium on campus or off campus, I certainly don't think that's dead in the water. It's something we're still having conversations about. I would think that would stay a part of the master plan, and we, you know, until we decide that it's not going to stay. And I think if you look at any, you know, the historical images of master plans, I mean, they change every single day. I mean, it changes when you're just building one building, so let alone what a campus is going to look like 10 or 20 years down the road. So.
And I think that's what caught us off guard, because when the master plan first came out, and I'm looking at it here, it had a, you know, page deep inside where it talked about baseball, where it had the diagram. But then you look at the master plan, like I think this is the 10-year part of the master plan. Mm-hmm. Where that lot of where the baseball stadium was is grayed out, so it's not part of it. Is it safe to say that then the conclusion I come with this is I was under the impression that Dr. Custer wanted this fast and furious. Mm-hmm. That's probably not going to happen.
I wouldn't say fast and furious. I just want to make it clear that, you know, he hasn't in any means come into my office and said, we're not adding baseball. I can tell you that right now.
Sure.
He's still excited about it. I think what he has at least come to me and talked about is I still want a plan going forward, whether that's 2 years, 5 years, or 10 years. So the plan is still going to be there. The timing probably is the biggest question, and where the money comes from. And, you know, like you say, Mike, we're looking at this plan and it's not the same as it was a while back. Well, you know, next year, all of a sudden, if someone walks in or we find a way to do something with baseball, and we got to go back to this plan and maybe talk about it again. So I think the nice thing about a plan is that you put it on paper and you say, this is what we'd like to do. This is probably the most realistic thing that we can look at doing, but it doesn't mean that a year from now that's going to look different.
And active fundraising, I'm assuming, hasn't started, or, I mean, you're always fundraising and you're fundraising for the whole athletic department, but you don't have somebody actively fundraising for baseball right now.
No, we don't. I would call it friend-raising more than fundraising. We've had a lot of conversations with people who have an interest in seeing baseball come to Boise State. We have not told any of those people that our plan is for that not to happen. It probably isn't going to happen as soon as people would like it to, but we are still in the planning phase. We are still talking to people about the possibility of adding it, but I would say that the timeline, at least at this point, is unknown.
Would the aquatic center come before it, a new pool for the divers and the swimmers? That seems to be a big need.
You know, I think one of the questions was, was that a priority? It's a priority every day for us because we're swimming at the YMCA, which has been awesome for our teams. We've been very successful out there, but it's, 25 minutes from campus. And, you know, Jim Everett and his crew, they've been great to us out there, but those kids got to drive 30 minutes. They got to compete out there. It just doesn't have that college feel. So in my mind, yes, swimming some type of complex is a necessity for a program that has had a heck of a lot of success in a very short period of time. And if there's a way that we can find the money to build something like that and find a place that makes sense, then we will certainly jump on board and get more aggressive with that.